Welcome in. This is the Backspin Style Reload Moments Masterclass for DJ Friendly Sets, Advanced Level, inside Ableton Live. We're aiming for that classic drum and bass moment where the room goes hold upon that again, like a DJ physically grabbed the record, but we're designing it into the arrangement so it survives big systems, loud masters, radio playback, and crucially it still works when an actual DJ is beat matching your tune. By the end of this lesson you'll have a reusable reload rack, a repeatable arrangement pattern you can drop into 16 or 32 bar phrasing, and a set of macro controls you can automate like a performance move, not like messy studio surgery. Before we touch any effects, let's lock the mindset. A reload is not just an FX moment, it's a scene change. You're creating contrast, resetting attention, then making the re-entry feel even heavier without simply turning the drop up. All right, step 1. Choose the right moment. In DNB, phrasing is everything. If you put your reload in a random spot, dancers feel it as an error. If you put it at the end of a 16 or 32 bar phrase, it feels intentional and DJ native. So the safest places are the last bar of a phrase, like bar 16 or bar 32, and your drop re-entry hits on the next phrase's bar 1. Pick your reload length with purpose. Half bar reloads feel aggressive and modern. Quick whip. Back in. 1-bar reloads are the classic hold-tight version. 2-bar reloads can be sick for MC energy or radio moments, but in a club they can kill momentum if you overdo it. A practical blueprint. Bars 1 to 15, you're rolling. Bar 16 is your reload moment. Bar 17 is the drop again, either the exact same loop for that run-it-back feeling, or a tiny VIP switch so it feels rewarded. Now step 2. Routing. This is how you keep it controllable and not dangerous. You want the reload to feel big, but you do not want it to smash your master limiter into a square. So group your mix in a way that makes sense. Drums, music, and FX are a good start. Then create a dedicated return track. Name it Reload FX. The key concept is, your main mix stays stable, and you perform the reload by sending selected elements into this return only for that moment. Teacher tip here. Decide what actually rewinds. The most believable DJ illusion is the whole record rewinding, but the most mix-safe production move is usually spinning mids and tops, while the sub stays steady and clean. So try sending drum tops, breaks, and hook mids into Reload FX, and keep your sub mostly dry. You'll get the hype without the low-end meltdown. Also, gain staging. Set yourself up so you can be fearless. Put a utility before your rack, either on the return itself or feeding into it, and trim so that even a full send reload has headroom. Think like, okay, full send peaks safely, maybe around 6 dB under your final ceiling. Then your automation becomes how hype, not will it clip. Cool. Step 3. Build the reload rack. Dock devices, 3 chains. On the Reload FX return, drop an audio effect rack. Create 3 chains and name them spin, noise or mechanical, and space or suck. The idea is simple. Spin provides the pitch down smear. Noise sells the physical deck moment. Bass creates the vacuum and tension before the re-entry. Let's build chain 1. Spin. Device order. Delay. Auto filter. Saturator. Then a limiter as your seatbelt. Important detail. Use Ableton's delay device in time mode. Not echo for this core trick. Time mode. Link on. Start with time around 1/16. Or 1/8 if you want it slower and more obvious. Feedback around 35-55%, dry wit around 25-40%, and filter inside delay. High pass roughly 150-250 Hz, and low pass around 6-10 Khz. We are intentionally avoiding sub chaos here. Now the magic. Automate the delay time down quickly. Over 1 bar you can move from 1/16 to 1/32 to 1/64, and even shorter. That creates the pitch smear illusion of the platter slowing down. It's not physically perfect turntable modeling, but in drum and bass it reads instantly as a backspin when you combine it with filtering and noise. After that, auto filter, low pass 24, automate cutoff from roughly 12 Khz down to 1 or 2 Khz during the spin. Resonance. Keep it controlled, about 0.2 to 0.35. We want attitude, not a whistle. Then saturator. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. This helps the spin read on smaller systems and adds that deck bite. Then limiter. Ceiling at minus 0.3. Default look head is fine. This limiter is not here to make it loud. It's here to stop feedback spikes from ruining your day. Now chain 2. Noise or mechanical. This is what makes it feel like the DJ's hands are involved. You can do it with operator as a noise generator or a vinyl noise sample. Let's do operator for flexibility. Set operator's oscillator to noise. Envelope, short decay, somewhere between 200 and 600 milliseconds, sustain down, release around 100 to 250 milliseconds. Pitch doesn't matter, because it's noise. Then auto filter, high pass or band pass. High pass around 500 HE, so the noise never clouds the low end. If you use band pass, aim the presence around 2 to 4 kHz, because that's where the needle and mechanical brightness reads. Then utility, set width to 0%, mono. That's a big realism hack. Real deck noise doesn't feel like a wide cinematic effect, it feels like a centered physical sound. Automate the gain so it appears right at the grab and supports the spin. Optional seasoning, a touch of vinyl distortion, very light, or something like Corpus extremely subtle to suggest chassis resonance. If you add resonance, high pass after it so it doesn't thicken the lows. Chain 3, space or suck, this is the air disappears moment before the reload. Drop in hybrid reverb, then auto filter, then utility. Hybrid reverb, choose plate or a dark hall, decay 1.5 to 3.5 seconds, pre-delay 10 to 25 ms, low cut 200 to 400 hz, high cut 5 to 8 khz, darker if you're going heavy, dry wet 15 to 30%, but remember you're on a return, so be conservative. Then auto filter, high pass 24, automate the cutoff upward right before the stop, something like 300 to 800 hz depending on how hard you want the vacuum. The trick is, you're not just making it quieter, you're removing weight. That creates tension. Then utility. Automate width towards 0 to 30% just before the reload. That mono tightening makes the drop feel wider when it returns, even if the drop itself didn't change. Now, add one more pro move. Midside control on the return. Put an EQ8 in M/S mode. High pass the mid more aggressively, like 250 to 500 Hz, and let the sides keep a little more low mid if it's controlled. That protects the center punch of kick and snare, while still giving you drama around the edges. Okay. Step 4. Macro mapping for performance control. You want this rack to behave like a DJ move you can repeat across projects. Map spin amount to the chain volume. Map spin time to delay time. Map spin feedback. Map low pass sweep to the filter cutoff. Map noise level. Map reverb amount. Map HP vacuum to that high pass cutoff in the space chain. And map a safety output macro to the rack output trim. Now the workflow that makes this actually fun. Dummy clip automation. Create a MIDI track called Reload Control, set it to no output, and create dummy MIDI clips that hold macro automation. Make 3 clips, half bar, 1 bar, and 2 bar MC. Color code them. Label them clearly. This turns reloads into reusable gestures. Also, build a quick mono check into your template. Utility on the master, map to a mono toggle. Reloads can go facey fast with reverb, modulation, and delay time movement. Check early that your announcement elements still read in mono. The noise, the vocal cue, the snare flam, the paper tier transient. If those disappear in mono, the reload loses its impact on club systems. Now step 5, execute the reload in the arrangement so DJs love it. Let's describe a reliable 1-bar reload, happening on bar 16. With the drop re-entering at bar 17. In the last beat of bar 15 into bar 16, start raising the send into reload effects. Don't slam it from zero instantly unless you want it to feel like a glitch. Think of it like the DJ's hand moving toward the platter. On bar 16 beat 1, create impact by pulling the main elements back. You can mute the drums group for a quarter note, or filter the drums and bass hard so you hear a ghost of the groove without the weight. Then trigger your spin automation, delay time stepping down, low pass closing, noise appearing. Teacher note, a tiny bright transient at the start of the spin sells the physical grab. A clipped hat tick, rim shot top, or fully click around 5 to 10 khz. It's like the ears. This is the moment the hand touched the record. Toward beats 3 and 4 of that reload bar, increase the reverb tail slightly and keep the width tightened. You're setting up contrast, not just chaos. Then bar 17 beat 1. Full bandwidth return. Kick and sub need to be mono solid. This is where reloads either feel legendary or they feel like your limiter is crying. Add a short impact layered with the first snare or the first downbeat. Not too long. You're reinforcing the drop, not replacing it. Now let's make the re-entry hit harder without turning it up. On the drums group, you can automate a little transient snap right on the re-entry. Drum bus works. Drive maybe 5 to 15%. Crunch low, boom off or minimal. Then transient up slightly, like plus 5 to plus 15, only right on that first hit, or do the glue compressor DJ slam vibe, attack around 3 ms, release 0.1 seconds or auto, ratio 2 to 1, aim for just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on the drop only, like the first punch gets caught, it mimics that deck into limiter grip without wrecking your dynamics. Sub safety, utility on the sub channel, with 0% always. If needed, automate a tiny dip during the reload, half a dB to 1 dB max. The challenge is keeping it controlled without just muting the entire bass. Now let's talk advanced variations, because you're not here for one trick. Variation A. Break then snap back. First quarter note is a fastacell, then for the remaining three quarters you hold a filtered, noisy stalled platter. In practice, automate delay time down rapidly, then freeze it for a moment while the low bass continues closing. It feels like the record stopped under the hand, not just slid away. Variation B. Pre-spin grab. Right before the backspin, add a micro reverse accent. Duplicate a stab or fill, reverse it, fade it in over 40 to 120 milliseconds, and tuck it under the first moment. That sells the physical action. Hand down. Grab. Rewind. Variation C. Call and response reload, club tool style. After the reload, return with drums only for one bar, then bring bass on the next bar. DJs love this because it teases the room while keeping the grid obvious. If you do this, make sure the drums only bar has a clear hat pattern so dancers don't lose time. Variation D. Slip mat feel. Instead of a long pitch smear, do a super short to sell plus a gated reverb suck. You keep the master cleaner while still creating the illusion of a time stretch moment. Variation E. Double reload fake out. Reload on bar 16. Drop returns on bar 17. But you do a mini choke on beat 3, like an eighth or quarter. Then bar 18 is full power. Use sparingly, but it's a proper VIP weapon. Now, common mistakes to avoid. 1. Reload off phrase. Just don't put it on the boundary and it becomes culture, not confusion. 2. Too much low end in the spin. Backspin plus sub equals limiter meltdown. High pass the return, and seriously consider only spinning mids and tops. 3. Delay feedback runaway. If feedback spikes, you get a harsh squeal that sounds accidental. Cap feedback, and keep that limiter in the chain. 4. Overlong silence. Deed and bead energy dies quickly. Half bar to one bar is king. 5. Reload doesn't announce itself. Without a cue, it can sound like a playback error. Give it a signpost, noise, vocal, horn, snare flam, a tiny break fragment. This audio version is shortened for playback.